Of course, Pat Pagano has these days off on Mondays, and so we bring in Anthony J. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall. How is it going there?
Well, let's see. I was out in the sun on Saturday for about 4 hours, and I was out in the sun on Sunday for about 4 hours. And I tell you what, each day when I got in, that was it. I was just washed out. I mean, yesterday was the interesting day. I was in the shade for the first 2 hours, but then the sun started advancing, and just before the full sun was about to hit where we were, is where we stopped broadcasting. But it didn't matter. When the sun got high in the sky at about 1 o'clock, it didn't matter whether you were in the shade or whether you were in the sun. It was just not a bearable thing. But I like warm weather, and so it didn't really bother me that much until I got home in cool weather and my body said, okay, it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah, we had, and you know, this is even a little bit early. I mean, we get, you know, on average, two or three of these heat waves during the summer. It has to be at least 3 days to qualify to be a heat wave. And unfortunately, this is going to stick around basically through the rest of the week. So just hang in there. But, you know, you'll be surprised what you can get used to. And in fact, yesterday was probably the worst day as far as the humidity. Today, well, not much better, but we were not going to see quite the atrocious humidity as we go through the week. But today, mid-90s will be the actual high temperature, much like yesterday, really no different. Heat index about 105, maybe up to 108 at times today. I definitely want to, you know, keep abreast of our elderly friends out there, because it's dangerous just for them to be just outside, you know, in this kind of weather. So make sure that they're inside an AC and not in the dangerous heat. And more of the same tomorrow. We might see a thunderstorm maybe later tomorrow, very isolated, just not enough the jet stream has really retreated way up into Canada, so we can't even get good thunderstorms in the area. But as we head into the 4th of July, if you're wondering what's going to be happening then, more of the same. And again, temperatures about 90, 92. The humidity is not going to back off too much, so I'd say the heat index for the 4th of July, about 100 once again. And we could see maybe a slightly better chance of a few thunderstorms in the afternoon. So I'd keep an eye to the sky when you're out doing your thing on the 4th of July, or it's a little bit lightning or a brief thunderstorm activity, and the heat will continue Thursday. Friday, a cold front is going to approach our area. We'll get some rain in the afternoon, Friday afternoon or Friday evening, and then it breaks by this coming weekend. Much different weekend next weekend compared to what we just had.
All right. Well, we have two different advisories for our area. If you're in New York State, which is just a stone's throw, there's an excessive heat warning. And if you're in Connecticut or Massachusetts, there's a heat advisory. There's really no difference, folks. It's the same, really, both things. Literally, the difference is a heat index values are 105 to 110 with a warning, and the heat index values with an advisory is 95 to 104. So,
those heat warnings go all the way to the Canadian border. So it's not taking any prisoners. The entire Northeast is feeling it, I'm afraid.
What's interesting about that is, a week and a half ago, a foot and a half, 2 feet of snow in, what was it, Newfoundland or whatever it was? Yeah, I mean,
I think it was around the Gander area up there in Newfoundland.
And I saw the videos of it. It looked like the middle of winter.
Yeah, you watch that video and cool off and imagine that we're...
I would even imagine they're getting warm weather there now.
Yes, this warm air really has surged up all the way up into Quebec, New Brunswick. So that's going to help, you know, warm the ocean temperatures quite a bit as well, and the lake temperatures around our area here. So really in the thick of it. The dog days usually technically the dog days begin around July 15th or so till about the 10th or so of August is the dog days. We're not quite there yet, but it is definitely the hottest air so far of the season. But again, by this coming weekend, it's going to be feeling a lot better. So we will see some relief coming in for us.
Now, when this breaks on Friday, you said with the rain, I think you said something like that. Well, there'll be severe. There's got to be severe thunderstorms, and thunderstorms are going to break this up, right?
Yes, it looks like there could be some severe thunderstorms on Friday and even tomorrow. And Wednesday, again, just isolated stuff.
Yeah, the pop-up stuff, because it gets so warm and humid. the cool air, the hot air rises, the cool air condenses, and boom, there you go. You get yourself a thunderstorm or two. So what did you do this past weekend? Anything exciting?
Yeah, I got to see my nieces and nephews over the weekend on Sunday. They live out in eastern Long Island, and I got to go to Rockaway Beach down here, which finally, it's always a little bit of a adventure trying to get to the beaches around here with the traffic and whatnot, but I was able to make it, and it was not that much cooler, but you got a little bit of that sea breeze there.
Tell me, heading to Oceanport, New Jersey on Saturday, normally a 2-hour and 45-minute trip, over 4 hours. Over 4 hours. Yeah. But it was worth it because it was 100 to 102 all the way down, but when you got by the ocean, boom, it went down to like 96, 97.
Yeah, it's hardly even any wind, actually, even down here. So places by the shore also heating up quite a bit as well. So,
well, all I can say is that I love warm weather, so you're not going to ever get me. You're never going to get me criticizing hot weather because at least in hot weather, you can go out in shorts and a T-shirt, and you can find some shade, and you're fine. In the wintertime, when it's bitter cold, you have to layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. I hate that. That's the one great thing about warm weather. Okay, let's put on shorts. Let's put on a nice light shirt. Put on a cap to keep the sun off our nose and face. And when it gets too warm, let's get into some shade. But in the wintertime, you don't have that option. And I know there's people that work in the summertime, too, that pave and stuff, and that it's absolutely horrid.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I mean, bless them.
But for me, give me the warm weather. I'm sorry. Give it to me. Keep the cold weather. Give me the warm weather. It's much easier for me to deal with it.
So. Yeah, I agree. I'm the same way. And I love the summertime because it reminds me when I was a kid. So because I always love my summers. Cherish them.
Well, you know, that's why I don't understand Pat. He says, I'm not going to the lake, though, because it's too hot and humid. Well, you got a lake there, Pat. Jump in it every once in a while. You know, and if it's humid at night, well, you know, what can you say? You know, put some ice in a tray and put a fan. Now, this is what when I was a kid, my grandmother used to do this. She used to get a big block of ice out of the refrigerator because you go out and buy yourself some block ice and a fan. And wherever you're sitting or sleeping, set the block ice up and put the fan behind it pushing towards you. It will cool you down. It acts just like an air conditioner. So I try to explain that to Pat, but no. So what do you got a lodge by the lake for? You know, it's get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, I loved summer so much when I was a kid. Just, you know, getting off school and just you know, lounging around and just I'm still you know, loving that summer feel.
That's it. All right. Well, we'll speak to you again next Monday because that big baby Pat won't be going to won't be working, hoping he can go to the lake.
Yes.
All right, Anthony. Take care.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Till next time.
Yep. Anthony Jay in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.